This is Poetry on the Move, Summer Readings. Glyn Maxwell has long been regarded as one of Britain's major poets. He has won many awards, including the Somerset Maugham Prize, the E.M. Forster Prize from the American Academy of Arts and Letters, and the Geoffrey Faber Memorial Prize. Several of his plays have been staged in the UK and the US, and he has written several opera libretti. His novel Blue Bernau was shortlisted for the Whitbread First Novel Prize. He has taught at Princeton, Columbia, and New York University, and reviews poetry for the New York Times. Glyn Maxwell is reading here at the Poetry on the Move Festival, recorded in September 2017.
So I never had a chapbook before, and I thought I'd collect together a lot of songs from plays that have been staged by various composers. In my own poetry book, I said that poetry and song lyrics were different things, you know, on the face of it. Why would I print song lyrics? But I just thought maybe I'm wrong, and if I was wrong, then here they are. They're not all song lyrics. Some of them are written for a play. Some of them were written for a composer, and some of them were set, and some of them weren't. And then a few of them are poems that are just particularly patterned songs in the sort of songs and sonnets sense of John Donne. And one of them is an imitation of John Donne. So I'll just do a little bunch of them. This is one of the songs that's written for a soprano. It's called Small Talk with Time. You ask me what I do, and I say, I've no time for you. You make small talk with me, you make it with eternity. You ask me if I'm rude to everyone, and I say, dude, you got that straight. You say, you met the only one today. You'd like to be together today, tomorrow, and forever. Then you seem to see how strange it is you're telling me. You ask me what I do, and I say, I've no time for you. You make small talk with me, you make it with eternity. Black dress. Three coffees and an early start. Be still, my navigating heart. I have a black dress and a GPS, and I have a date to enter. I have a pretzel and a hunch. I have a number I can crunch. A black dress and a GPS, and I set out from the center. And in the center there I stay, though I ride a century and a day in a black dress with a GPS, while the highway rolls below me. I have a cell phone and a song. I never put a toenail wrong. I have a black dress and a GPS, and you'll know me when you know me. The composer who asked for these, he wanted sort of kind of Dowland-type lyrics, which were all about, you know, skulls and death, but in a jaunty way. So they're kind of jaunty death poems, and usually the answer to them is like death. That's death talking to some other death. So that's the kind of thing it is. But this is what you'd call an actual poem. The Heyday, you know, it's the poem like John Donne would do. And a Dear John letter, you probably know, but a Dear John letter, in case you don't know, is the name for the kind of letter that was received by men at the front, usually men at the front in the Great War, maybe the second one, but I think in the Great War, from their other half saying, I've met someone else, essentially. So that was the dreaded Dear John letter. The Heyday. Where is, and it's sort of inspired by that line in one of the Donne poems, months, years, and days, months, and years, which are the rags of time. The Heyday. Where is there time for this in a second? Maybe a spell for a bead of sweat to be sweat. Was it yours? Is it mine? Has it happened yet? Not yet. Where is there time for this in a minute? Nobody's fooled by a minute hand. Look, it moves if you look away from it, honey. It moves if you look. Where's there a window for this in an hour? There's barely a window for windows, except to let the sun see where we slept, though we barely slept where we slept. Dig me a hole for this in a daytime. Spend double chemistry penning a song. What is the sun but the bell for playtime banging on? Where in the world is the week that's better than hanging with you? It's not in my iPhone, not in the cloud, or that Dear John letter you sent, Dear John. A month, they can rake the moon from a stream if they think I have time for an ode to love when it's time for love. We don't even have time for the time we have. How could I write about this in a year? The winter will mutter, it wasn't like that. The spring will demur, and the summer won't care, and the autumn sit back and ponder. What time will there be for it all in a life? And of course, being autumn, he'll sigh, and he'll write what he writes, as he must, as he will, while you and I are gone like the word, who were more than the word, whom the word couldn't hold, and the word can't see. The answer to most of my questions is nowhere. The rest, search me. Ratsbane. Can I have some? I was handsome. Joan said so, but she's dead though. But she meant me. They sent me. Can I try some? I mean buy some. There are two men. I will do them. They would do me. There's a yew tree. In a cemetery. They sent me. Can I score some? Fucking awesome. I can see two. I can see Drew by the old tree. They will fold me round the wound I will be doomed by the dumb moon. It will come soon, I imagine. Oh, imagine their two faces when they taste this in their cider while I lie there, cold stone dead, like Joan said. That's what you'd call a formal poem. The next one is a party political broadcast by virtually every Conservative party there's ever been, and most of the Liberal and Labour ones too. It's called Warm Thee. Stay in school and stay at home and stay in work, and when one morning work runs out, don't come to me, run after work and warm thee. Run after work, and if there's none, do work for fun, for love, for nothing. Mind a baby, lop a tree, make money grow to warm thee. If money doesn't grow, then be one star amid infinity, made famous by some melody. Advice for free there, warm thee. On the outskirts, head held high, be resolute and be upstanding. Be it -9 degrees, lift up thine eyes and warm thee. Where the lighted windows pass, our eyes inform you you're not stopping, keep you from our company, go where the hell they warm thee. And when your only window left is half a window, and it's closing face to face, show dignity as you depart to warm thee. For me and I go dancing by, a blanket freezing at a grating, look away, it's nobody, the moral being, warm thee. And then this is it's written about 5 years ago. This is called Pillycock. It's obviously another thing poor Tom says. When I wrote it, it was still in the days that you could satirise the government of the UK or USA, and it was a satire on how England works. Now it's just a documentary current events. Pillycock sat on Pillycock Hill. Cried, I am working the people's will. Outspread his arms and said, what can I do? You told me the story I'm telling you. Pillycock rolled in Pillycock vault, muttered, it's mine, but it's not my fault. Opened the safe and was gone for good. Said anyone can, if anyone would. Pillycock sang at Pillycock Fair. There was Pillycockitis a mile from there. But the lucky one lifted her lily-white head for the whole of a segment live from her bed. Pillycock rode down Pillycock Road, as the Pillycock family always rode, and people called anything else were in awe of people called something none of them were. Pillycock walks the Pillycock walk, from the valley of cheese to the heights of chalk, with a grin on his face and a tear in his eye, and he says to thee truly, hello, goodbye. And then there's two very different little poems from plays. This is from Wind in the Willows, which I adapted for this open air theatre in Chester, which is, you know, I've been working with for years. And we did this like two and a half years ago. And it's sort of the ending song for my Wind in the Willows, and it's a sort of re-scrambling of that old thing. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. So I sort of messed with that a bit. But it was a sweet thing, and it was very lovely music. It was put to rowing song. Row, 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 gently, 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 row ya, row ya, row ya, row ya, merrily, 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 merrily. Life is a long lie-in in the rain. Life is a serious face on a train. Life is a window opening wide. Life is whoever you're sitting beside. Row, 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 gently, 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 row ya, row ya, row ya, row ya, merrily, 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 merrily. Life is elevenses, life is tea. Life is whatever you're saying to me. Life is the two of us painting a room, and all of it fits in an afternoon. Row, 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 gently, 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 gently. Row ya, row ya, row ya, row ya, merrily, 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 merrily. Life is a million marks on a wall. Life is a dabbling up tails all. Life is a shh, and life is a scream. And the one thing it isn't a dream. Row, 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 gently, 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 gently. Row ya, row ya, row ya, row ya, merrily, 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 merrily. Row. This is a bit older. This was written for a play that was my version of a combination of Hecuba and the Trojan Women. And the delightful thing in that was Cassandra was hanging out with the character of Cassandra, who can see the future. Cassandra can see the future and can't deal with the fact she can see the future, and obviously no one believes her. So she has all sorts of coping mechanisms in my play, like just having fun by finishing people's sentences, like just messing around with the moment, and then she'll look way off into the future, and then she'll go back to just messing with you and saying what you're saying. This is a song she sings in it. There was a world, and all it was all it was, and all it was green and blue against the black, and everyone will have a birthday. There was a world, and all it was all it was, and all it was green and blue against the black, and everyone will have a birthday. There was a world, and all it was all it was, and all it was green and blue against the black, and everyone will have a birthday. And I'm going to finish with this. I might sing this because, as I said, I'm D-Mob happy, and this is the last thing I have to do. I might sing some of it, although I can't sing, so give you a little time to leave the room if you need to. So I messed with the ending of Beggar's Opera, which, if you don't know, the beggar tells the story. This is in the 1728 version, and at the end he's about to hang everyone on the basis they all deserve hanging. And the player stops him and says, oh, come on, and pays him to make a happy ending. So this is the same stanza over and over again. So I'll sing his bit, and I'll say the second half of it is different characters saying their piece. Beggar's Dream Song. Dream then, it's all you got. Dream a dream, for that's your lot. You're all asleep, why effing not dream? Then Mac Heath comes. You think I've run my race, played my cards and packed my case, a sweeter time, a darker place, you'll meet me in your dream then, it's all you got, dream a dream, for that's your lot, you're all asleep, why effing not dream? And his gang comes, liars tell no lies, all equal in the hangman's eyes, call no man happy till he dies, unless he dreams a dream then, it's all you got. Dream a dream, for that's your lot. You're all asleep. Why effing not dream? And then a put upon guy who ends up kind of on top, the nice guy, says, I must have dreamed this up. A bloke might like me comes out on top. I'll never drink another drop unless it's in your... And the refrain, and then the prostitutes come. Dream of me or them or her. We won't be there. We never were. But that'll be 9 shillings, sir. Well worth it for a... And then the refrain again. And then the bad guys, Peacham and Lockett, come out. That men like me will fall, dream. And justice come to call, that ain't a world we know at all. Or not outside a dream then, it's all you got. Dream a dream, for that's your lot. You're all asleep, why effing not dream? And then Polly and Lucy come out and sing. The morning you and me, In just and joyful company, let through, let go, let by, let be, we'll walk beside the river Dee and sail the unmolesting sea, unmocked and unafraid and free. Now that's a dream too. Dream then, it's all you got. Dream a dream, for that's your lot. You're all asleep, why effing not? Dream then, it's all you got. Dream a dream, for that's your lot. You're all asleep, so why not fucking dream? That's how we launched up here.
That was Glenn Maxwell. Poetry on the Move is supported by IPSI, the International Poetry Studies Institute, at the Centre for Creative and Cultural Research, at the University of Canberra. Thank you for listening.